for page 2. Thus I have heard, at one time the blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the bystanders and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a Munish train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five standards should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and so no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell the three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, and the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceit. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagata as well as rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, cows, humans, asuras, and gandharas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Lama Danga
Allah is the Lord,
Dominie Dom, Dominie Dieva, Rebuce, Rebuce, Masadice, Gejoje, Parma, Mepaie, Loto, Kolo, Rebuce, Nobu, Rebuce, Semo, Rebuce, Lumbu, Rebuce, Lambu, Rebuce, Tacho, Rebuce, Magre voce, te ce voi cumva, che mai ce va mai mai mezzo mai dugă mai narze mai deja mai nieva dava, revoce dulcione nabai geme.
Cada mai tebe me bo So usually when we listen to the teaching, you know, we listen with
great joy.
So why we need to have a joy? Because, you know, usually when we accomplish something, then we have a sense of joy. So, you know, likewise, as usual today when we doing these things, explaining and listening to this kind of, you know, practice, you know, we are accomplishing something, so it makes sense to have a, you know, feeling of joy, because, you know, if we think closely, then, you know, we will know that up to now, a lot of, you know, lot of person who have accomplished, you know, different kind of realizations, and as well as even the Buddhahood by practicing this practice, that we don't need to be doubt about it.
드르기 샤와 때는요 소속의 선호 동시기 전에 샤와 림바수 거는 로에 와서 집에 챙기 초소 이건.
So as we know, you know, that kind of different accomplishment depend on the different persons, you know, or the different practitioners' motivation, as it's said in the teaching that, you know, the different scopes of practitioners as the beginner and the middle and you know are great.
든르기 림바소 유노는 가서 이니 림바 토쇼딩 거는 이니 집에 챔비 런지 림바는 조용히 생기지 로스.
So among those different practitioners, you know, we are ourselves considered as the great, you know, practitioner, as, you know, it is the highest practitioner that seeking for the complete enlightenment for the sake of
all things.
So, therefore, you know, we need to motivate that, you know, that kind of great practice. You know, I will make effort to accomplish that with a feeling of joy and as well as a feeling of pride as that kind of you know, included in that kind of practitioners.
So no je chimo sina ta ma to na pena ma su de lo de sum ba bo ni je tu ga pa che bu che tan lo ba na yi nga che ge yin da bo ni chi mo he na pe che de mi lo sa la.
So if we cannot you know, think deep, then at least we should think that, you know, I will practice, you know, as the teacher Lama Tsongkhapa, how he has gone through this practice, I will also do the same. So that kind of you know, feeling or the intention is required. So, and also we need to achieve the same as Lama Tsongkhapa did, and we supplicate to the you know, Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Direction. So, you know, that helps a lot in our path. So that kind of practice, what we are doing is the explanation of the stages of the path to enlightenment has four parts, you know, and or the four chapters. As we know that, you know, that four chapter is the root chapter of the
Lamrim.
So the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching's author. And second is showing the greatness of the teaching itself. So third is what we are here. We are in the third chapter. The third chapter is endowing this, you know, to greatness teaching how to listen to and explaining the teaching. So, and how to listen to it has also, you know, three sub-chapters. We already done that.
So now
the next is, you know, so how to listen to the teaching. So, you know, even though, you know, if we don't practice, even though if we are not able to practice, you know, as mentioned here, but at least we need to have a ability to explain to other, you know, if somebody asks you, you know, how we should listen to the teaching, then at least we can explain them this, and that way we need to listen to the teaching.
Then the tabata tangi chimba dengi ji kanta ji so na chu ka de ji lo na ma lo na shong shong long ji ren bi ji long ga ji ren bi pa ni de de chu so na chi de ta de de ge ye ma de la de ji ru pe ji ta ji chu ru ta tang de ji ji bi ji na se ge da yang chu de de yo ro.
So if we one if one is seeking the complete Buddhahood as explained by Buddha, then, you know, we have to practice according to the Lamrim's, you know, stages of the path unmistakably. Otherwise, if we, you know, mistake that stage, then, you know, there is no way that we can able to attain complete Buddhahood.
Karsana nge de log karsa zona jye je de pe ke chmo res ko ngo tu gi lo ngu bi ne si ngue de si chen jo yin de ko jye je ge de ke chmo shu ji res te ge de de log yo sa.
So if we really, you know, seriously, you know, are practicing to attain the Buddhahood, then, you know, it really need to be, you know, familiarize constant or, you know, again and again. So that is why Rinpoche making sure that, you know, people understand clearly.
Lama Tso Songji Lan Lan Rin Shio Tsangye Kansa Jin Sona Rodo Nyen Songji Sha Shio Nen Zonde Sanje Ji Kofo Mata Pyo Yin Lan Kanka Le Jue Cha Gar Sen Tino Songji Yen Sen Lada.
So traditionally the great master always reminds that, you know, if one have you know, listen or practicing the Lamrim teaching, then, you know, his way of his behaviors while he is walking or sitting or standing in any kind of, you know, behavior or activities that practitioners has a kind of external indication of or the signs of a kind of you know peace or kind of calm or smooth nature.
So you been that the Yilan should be saying that you tell us only she been a teacher of the G Lolo Sabaton is on the 3 turning its son in Marisalat. Go be Nancy G Nyonu to Kumbi Ogi, Gonjan and Rangilichene, Sabaton Chimato, G Delhi lost its opponent, the H son in your Marisalat.
And also that kind of practitioners has great familiarity with different stages of the path or the realizations. So, you know, this kind of practice is not like, you know, every time they evolve a new teaching. So it's not like that. Like, you know, nowadays there are different technologies, you know. Every time, you know, one is more advanced than the, you know, previous one. So not like that. This teaching is, you know, always the same stage and the same practice. And what through practicing this kind of practice, you know, one will get a, you know, new realizations, you know, as mentioned in the teaching, to that individual, but, you know, that realization is becoming new, like not that kind of new technology. So now we will go through the text, you know, how to explain a teaching. You know, we are in this chapter.
So this is the last one. You perceive it soon as yet, saying you know, you see be pain. Don't but the children in Rojeba, some but the Joa Chetabu Sheba. You can see the machine be Cheba Ro, saying you know.
So now, how to explain a teaching in which both the teaching and its author are great. So we are in this, you know, chapter. So there are again four parts to the explanation. contemplating the benefits of explaining the teaching, developing reverence for the teacher and the teaching. With what sort of thought and behaviors you should explain the teaching, a differentiating between those to whom you should and should not explain the teaching.
Ale saje je bote be saje je bote la de te mi odum ge to bone se de malogo saje je bote je dan de ngaso chu ga de je na bambo pye de sie go re de je se ga de se so na ni ko la pye de ye de de ke so de ba sie so na ni ge ji ni ba la ko la ju de yu go ro de de da la ni ka se chu tu bi pye ga sa chu ju bi se sie bi ga so to bo tu bi pye sie so na de ri yo chu si bi pye so so de ni ga je se to bo pye sie go de ni ko la ju de yu bi de da re sa na da.
So no matter whatever it is, you know, even in the mundane thing or, you know, anything, you know, first one must know the benefit of doing that. So likewise, you know, here too, you know, at the, you know, listenings, you know, chapter also, first, you know, one need to know the benefit of listening the teaching. So, same like here too, you know, to explain the teaching also, first one need to understand the or know the benefit of explaining the teaching. Why? Because, you know, if you know the benefits, then you will generate the willingness to indulge or to do that kind of task or job.
Je donne déjà au bout de bon en bois ni tu bon ni gérer bien on de chana ya ni au bout de bon de ça Thomas pyeye nare jebe de chene ngine ni je ni ni shawa de lju ba ma do de chene mangye ba de jebe la ta che me jeba de na song phi ju gu ma des.
So generally, you know, if the practitioner is advanced or the beginner, you know, whatever, you know, even the, you know, advanced practitioner, you know, they first check the you know, check the result of that, you know, that thing. So without, you know, understanding the result, you know, one will not engage in that kind of thing.
Nyūka tāng trāpa lā sōpi sāngzīn lā mātāwa chūtīng bāni pīmēshīn tē chē tē āsā lā sāng kūyī lā bī sāmbā kūwa lē āsā shāmbā sā nyēshī bā tē tāng tē sāngzīn mē bī chū jī jīmbā nyē bā tāng kū tī mū tē bā chū jī jīmbā jīmbā kāng yīmbā tē nē kāng yīmbā tē yī pīmēshīn tē āsā nyēshī kāng shē nā āsā tē bā tā jī rā tā.
And now we go through the text, contemplating the benefit of explaining the teaching. It is very beneficial to impart the teachings without concern for worldly things, profit, honor, fame, and the like. For as the exhortations to wholehearted resolve says, jawa chamba go bola ra
chamba se la do so do le patu chamba de patu to atle do
so only hearted resolve says maitreya
tele so chamba ni je shi bodi chota sang je beje se te lo sare ba
so explain to the maitreya by Buddha that there are 20 benefits of the generosity with which you give a gift of teaching without concern for material things, profit, or honor.
Tiki tenda kari shi yin se suna, chu se di ma shi di, nga la nye kuchi chung na asa, nga la nye bada kuchi chung na, yana ya nga, yini, chi gerda chi mo cha na asa, yana nga la chi penjo mo kuchi chung na asa, yini, tenda le tena chu shi suna, chu di gu ma re. Yin sa ni, tele shi bi ki chu ji shi bata suna yina, penyo nye shi yore sa, sungu yore sa la.
So what this tell us is that, you know, when you explain the teaching, one should not, one should not concern, or one should not hope or wanting the or concern for material things such as profit or honor or fame and so on. Rather, one should simply consider as a, you know, a dharma generosity, then, you know, your merit would be far greater than all these material things, profit and so on. So usually, if the, you know, instructor's motivation is concerning for these things, then, you know, we should know that you know, instructor is not a, you know, a decent one, and as well as his teaching is also not a decent one.
Kaje lorin chebu de jue cha so na chue hyenge de chue nyenge ka ga chenyi sang yin ba de he thogor sa la da.
So if we you know, listen to the Lamrim, then, you know, it will show us the you know, perfection of the instructor, and as well as the perfection of the student.
So, listening
chapter, you know, it tell us contemplating the benefit of hearing the teachings, and the second is developing reverence for the teaching and the instructor. So, you know, so when we when we compare these two things, and you know, then we will know the reason, you know, why, you know, why this qualities is important. So in and also it will introduce you know, the main meaning, so that, you know, one will not misunderstood that, you know, that to listen to a Buddhist instructor or the teacher to explain the teachings, you know, you need to have a offering of, you know, reverence and you know and so on.
Ta jundu dogi da nyeshi bo kanshi na se de ta de phyen nyeshi de kare de se la yin na ni de ta yore se ni temba ta temba jowa ta lo do ta temba jowa ta ni lo ta temba jowa ta se temba ta temba jowa shiro ta temba jowa ni jiten le de bi jiten le de bi shiro ju su to ba jowa sa so lo sha ga ale che te pa de chi do de pa chi sa sa che to a yi sa de
so then we will go through the text. What are the 20? It says they are as follows. You will come to have recollections, and you will come to have intelligence, and you will come to have understanding, stability, wisdom, supermundane wisdom. So, you will come to have recollection. That is, you know, if you have a pure, you know, unpolluted motivation when you explain the teaching without concerning whatever mentioned in the above, then you know that instructor will come to have a great recollection. And you know, second is, and he or she, the instructor, will come to have, you know, intelligence. That means, you know, will come to have a, you know, intelligence means wisdom derived from the meditation.
Lo dan deba jo sengi de ini sanju shiro la jadwa.
And understanding also.
Temba da deba jo sengi de ini mato ba jenge mo de mato ba tela ta tembo de chire do.
And stability means that, you know, the instructor will have come to have stability, means that his understanding is unwavering, that, you know, it cannot be, you know, wavered by any means.
Shiro da deba jo se de ni sojo la ja jite le de bi shiro se de ni phabi la ja do.
And come to have a wisdom means, you know, a wisdom derived from the you know, the accumulation path and you know, preparation path and so on. And supermundane human means that, you know, the wisdom derived from the path of seeing and, you know, and up. And will come to have, you know, a little desire, little hatred, and little ignorance. So these are, you know, general, you know, what we ordinary people, you know, under the influence, like desire, hatred, and ignorance, like three poison of the mind.
dījī lā nyebā mā jīwā sāngi tē, āni mā sū dīdī chūshū nā shībī nyōmū bī dīw sāngi tē tā yī lā, mā sū jitē nā shībī āni tā pārū yī nyebī tū nā cīgū mā rā sāngi tē rā sā nā, dījī nyebā mā jīwā sāngi.
And demons will not find an opportunity to harm you, opportunity to harm you. That means demon means, you know, general demon, like mental afflictions and, you know, and external, like, you know, like the mundane, you know, spirits and so on.
Sanje chande de no jo gomba jo asen de se bora wala da sanje ye ten je sen je ten re sen je le chue so na sanje chande de jo gomba ta ga ran de bora wala.
And the 11, the Bhagavan Buddha will think of you as a precious only child. So, you know, that we all know.
Mama yi no je tela somba jo se de ngatso dwa je tu yi no yi mama yi se je ya te ye ni ko la sunja che de robo che gre so no.
So non-humans will guard you. That means that, you know, non-human, there are many different, you know, beings, you know, they are not human. So all those beings will help you. So deities will bestow charisma and power on you. That means, you know, the celestial beings and you know, mundane gods, and as well as the, you know, deities will bestow. This means, generally means a blessing.
Nzawa no je tela la nyeba mbunjo se. So so kate da wuchi yobi ondo no na, te da ge tsu nyeba si na kola ki kuma re su doa. Yine moche wa te te kwa so, pe na, pa chue shi wa tala tsu gaba jangi te del la nyeba mbunjo se kwa gumi no mato. Yine chue no mata wa su ngin tali chue yin mbunza ba.
So enemies will find no opportunity to harm you. That means that, you know, if you are a, you know, great, pure, you know, genuine practitioner, then, you know, that you can say almost you have no enemies. But, you know, sometimes, you know, there are some, you know, sometimes you know, there are the enemy of the teaching that, you know, they try to what do you say, debate or argue. So, you know, those will find no opportunity to harm you.
Tei zashe no je meshe ban jose de ni ko korong ye pena thobo chudo de sa kan ye ba de ko la ji ta je de dogro ma ta ri ji dogro ma de tembo cha gar se meshe be te ba se de tembo se do.
So the 15 is friends will remain steadfast. That means that when you have the instructor, that instructor, whoever one has a friend and close friends, and you know, those will the friends will become a close friend, and the close friends will not going to lose.
Chi chi ma jo wa sing de ni. nipa chu momo mochi ni keshe shena ko changyo yongi nipa tengi dendro chile tsui tsui mba sego doa kui tila kangaki chi ko onche wando wachi ki keshe la changyo mawa wando wachi goya tani yungu doa dendro li tsui tsui mba sego doa.
So your words will be trusted. That means when you speak up, then everybody will listen and trust and believe, on your words.
Tim Biji the Toba Joas, Rangi Lapin, Papa Novich, Kessi Pahiasuna, Yendaji, Malis, Gabajosun, and Ati Tugumari Sangi, the Dreamer, Sosal, Matolodu Pobinoa Sangi Jora, the Ligi Papa Toa, the Nisar of Biji Joasing.
And one will attain fearlessness. Fearlessness means that when you speak up, then, sometimes if we don't have this fearlessness, then, we are not that, confident what we are saying, that, maybe somebody will, somebody will, oppose me. If we say like this, maybe somebody will oppose me, and how should I, handle, this thing, like that kind of, when you speak up, you have no that kind of fearlessness anytime.
When you eat dewa momo, say la dewa momo yungore, yes, eat dewa momo yungore, said what?
You will have abundant happiness, means that, you are always will be happy.
Kepe kamba jewa, kepa no jewa, kamba jewa, tora tama.
You will be praised by the wise.
Tei chuji shimba tei jinsa tenpa shawa yoba jowa yinte es. Tendriki chuji ji tenwa yinso na, ni kaanshi bi chue tenji la jinsa kui tenda te rang, yanda yanda sana tongo gechi. Sana tongo yoba chi de tongo goba chi jogore sondwa.
So your gift of the teaching will be worthy of remembrance. That means when you explain the teaching, then the audience audience will contemplate or think on what you have explained again and again.
Did you go to Taji Chego Maramato? Then the church in Yama Chiba in Sanaya, Dulonga Chanik, Church here be Chane, and Jesu, Tisu be Church in Yila, you do your Tanya, Chiba Tesio in Jerusalem.
And your gift of teaching will be worthy of remembrance, means you won't forget it easily. You can recall one has explained, you will remember again. So likewise, when we listen to our same teaching from a different teacher, some teachers, because of their motivation or the intention, some teaching received from same teaching received from different teachers, some are really a kind of remember deep, and it affect us, it move us, and some we can remember, and it doesn't affect much. So because even though it's the same teaching, but the intention or the motivation of the teachers, there are different impacts.
She saw Dodet the Modes of the Pure and she tapped the Mubacheva Shao and Chebaho,
so develop believe in the benefit of explaining the teachings from the depth of your hearts as they are set forth in many collections of sutras.
Yezane tanda de chu xiegen song ma dong song chi to mi de se te ge che ma re sa la da ko ji pe yo de da de no ye pa la de ne chu lo tong de ne chu lo su su ju ye ji pe do yong ro wa sa
de ge tang bo de zor wa so with regard to the fourth benefit above you will come to have as stability. It is translated in the new translation of Shantideva compendium.
Tongpo zo barda.
La.
Saje tongpo tesla barda.
Ale.
Tante tene sheso je bawas. Dela taji ye gao saje tongpo tongpo dela pena lo de tan deba temba jo sa ngi tele ha. Jong je da da ji bat de la yang tele me pa me da kese so su bra ni do seti site si do lo ti do a te te choi te lo di sa. Jin thapa de je bawas. Tela temba tan temba de sa. Lodi de jisan jisato sa. Mopa tan temba jo la has. Jujin kachi de temba tan temba la jo ro sa. Tanda ye ki temba singi jidwa te. Pesha jusani ye de reshe je bu mudao andu se dwa. Temba singi de mopa la chingi chi. Ndi pa ngosu jenda la temba singi de tenu jingi jitsu du su dwa. Te ki tenda ski bidu ye ki kese tenda gulu tonne tenda temba singi de resha.
So then, continue through the text. With regard to the fourth benefit above, you will come to have stability. So there are two different explanation or the translations. It is translated in the new translation of Shantideva's compendium of training, Shiksha Samuchaya, as you will come to have belief, and in some old translation, as you will come to have diligence. So these are two differences.
So just as you say, the pure no la do pe na sansa ta ikie the peke tsu di jua del just as you say the jisu gori di kusule jisu bura kesi yegdo salata.
So old translation and new translation means, you know, that this all from translated from the Sanskrit, so, you know, the translator, you know, they translate it from the Sanskrit to Tibetan. So in Tibet, there are old translation and the new translations. So, you know, in the old translation, it is translated as this, and in the new translation, it is translated as this. So, these are not translated as same. So, that is why it make a remark here. So by this, you know, we have, concluded the how to explain a teaching in which both the teacher and contemplating the benefit of the explaining the teaching is done.
Mm-hmm.
So Rinpoche is wondering, you know, if I translate or go through the text, you know, as Rinpoche explained, then, you know, we will get some sense or some understanding. Otherwise, you know, if I ran through a different thing and Rinpoche says a different thing, then maybe it makes no sense or you will have no understanding.
take what you told me to hear the Karishin is in the Lulu and you heard it.
So if I did like that, then people might be frustrated. What he is telling, you know, it makes no sense.
yeah. Ta chu ta chu ka sa tem ba ta chu le ri dwa che ba sing de ni de ji sa che de da tem ba ta chu le ri dwa che ba de je yi yu su ba de chem de de ji ji de sha ba su ze ba ta ha se ma de ba de do a le ma lo che de sa ze ba ta ha se chu de sa je do ju ku shi xi yi be chu le ke ba che ba ta tem bi yu de da ka ji ji se te de ke ba che ba sha wo wo si de tem ba de bu
go through the text continues second developing reverence for the teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, and the teaching. When the Bhagavan Buddha set forth the mother of conquerors, the Prajna Paramita, he performed such an act of respect as arranging the throne himself. Likewise, since the teaching are respected even by Buddhas, when you explain the teaching, be very respectful of the teaching and the teacher. Shakyamuni Buddha, as well, remembering these good qualities and kindness.
So
like mentioned here, when we so, you know, we should have a reverence for the teacher and the, especially the teacher and the teaching here. So, it mentioned that the, I tell the story that when Buddha himself, the Shakyamuni Buddha himself, you know, when Buddha explained the Prajna Paramita in Bodh Gaya, Buddha himself, you know, arranged the throne and pay a great respect for the, you know, Prajna Paramita's teaching.
Do dine any chetan tabala in the Cuba chet, the Kadiji region, the church, and the Higur Salad was.
So short, you know, need to have a reverence to the Buddha Shakyamuni and as well as the teaching.
Ta samba to joye cheta she ba sing sa ji samba ti ba samba to joye cheta she ba la samba de kan de chi gore sa sa ni lo do shi be jang sa ne su be de she nga de sa ran la be ba ta chu la be chu ji ba la ne ba de she she ba la chu ba ta ba chu ji chi ri de de be de she nga de she che ba ta sa ko la samba ga ba je to la to be tha do ta shu shu shi be le lo ta sa yang yang che be ngi wi jo ta
So, continue through the third, with what sort of thought and behavior you should explain the teaching. With regard to your thoughts, develop the five ideas set forth in the questions of Sagaramati Sudra. Think of yourself as a doctor, the teaching as medicine, those listening to the teaching as sick person, and the Tathagatas as excellent beings, and wish that the teaching remain for a long time. Cultivate love for those who have gathered to listen. Give up jealousy that fears the superiority of others, the laziness of procrastination, and the disparateness of beings, tired due to explaining something again and again, praising yourself and listening the fault of others, stinginess with regard to explaining the teaching, and concern for material things such as food and clothing. Then think just this merit from teaching in order that others and I attain Buddhahood in a favorable condition for my happiness. So as mentioned above, you know, abandoning the threefold and relying on the six ideas, like mentioned above, you know, when you explain the teaching, you know, jealousy that fears the superiority of other, and you should not be lazy that, you know, to teach, and as well as mentioned here, you know, stinginess to give the teaching, and cultivate love for those who have gathered to listen, and the last concern for material things such as food and clothing. And also when somebody requests to explain about any kind of teaching, then, you know, one shouldn't think, oh, not again, you know, I feel tired, or, you know, not like that. You know, whenever people ask, you teach, cultivate loves and teach without laziness and stinginess and all those things.
Yang chu shi bi ko la ran ji yin yin de shu ji pa de ji chao da jian de so de ji yin da yin de jian shu li yin so de de chou ma de so da.
And also when you give the teaching, that you should not think or motivate that, you know, advertising or propagate your scholastic, or your learnedness, you know, like, you know, your qualities, kind of, you know, not like that.
And
And also the stingiest, you know, you don't tell that, you know, that main, you know, explanation, like, you know, hide those things and feeling kind of stinginess. These are also, you know, fault.
Dona chushi bate ni rangshin kangagi deyu julan roshi wachi. Nipate che gogudwa tani chi chengi yinsan bikin lono gogudwa chushi di.
So what require when you give the teaching is the explainer or the instructor, say motivation is, you know, merit from teaching in order for that other beings and I attain Buddhahood is a favorable condition for my happiness. That kind of intention is required.
Tangato ali maas dogi da sachi the. Ta chu chu si di joha do kar che go se de do chu se ji zang da de ba ko zama ko de ko zama ko de zang si yi dong yi sa shu su chu 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 da de la ko de yan se do de mo go ke bu do ta de che go do chu de go bo de
la
chu si ji ji de ji chu jo de zang da che go do do lo zama ko go do.
So we go through the continue through the text, you know, with regard to your behavior, means the instructor, the who is explaining the teaching, the teacher, behavior is wash and make yourself clean. Then after putting on unsoiled clothing, sit upon a teaching seat and cushion in a place that is clean and attractive.
So because,
you know, need to pay the respect to the teaching, you know, because of that, you know, we shouldn't, we should not do, you know, the easier way. We should be as exquisite as we can. So it is not like, you know, advertising teacher himself or, you know, or try to gather many people, many, you know, audience, not like that, but simply to respect to the teachings. And, you know, if the place around environment is clean and attractive, and teacher also, you know, have a you know, cleanliness, then, you know, it will give the, you know, everybody a sense of rejoicing and joy.
Then the church here, you should be to go to the same, but you might do it because of the judgment of Jagi Chugola in the Kugawa Shuba to the Kadizer say the church of Chawachan. Church of Chujago at the music, the Digi Chibachin or Church of Chawachan.
So when you we have our teaching, then we build a throne, huge throne for the teacher, because it is not for the teacher, but for the teaching itself, what he or she is giving. So, like, you know, in the ancient time when Buddha passed away, at that time, when Buddha's time, everything is not recorded in the book, So, you know, it's orally transmitted through the Buddha to the disciples. So then when Buddha passed away, they gathered the councils and they put the three Tripitaka or the three baskets in the scripture, in the book. So, you know, when one explained the teaching orally, and, you know, they built the, you know, 500 arahats, yellow rope stack, you know, 500 yellow ropes of the arahats, and on that, you know, the teacher, whoever is doing it, you know, sit on that throne and explain, orally explain the teaching, and they record it. So, you know, that is show the respect to the teacher.
Tadogi tulo na ngatogi pena ta na jawa ni kan si pe gi lama den lore lama ta sha gi la ne lama so jo na sama bebe ko ni tulo sha sun se de ni pena lare no biko su na lore gi lama ji pa la sha se ni lama ji le ji de ma ti sa yi na ma ba de ma ti be ni ma ba chen ne ni chu sha se de ji se de le la da so su tulo sha se ge.
So in ancient India, you know, they don't build the, you know, like, you know, a big throne like we Tibetans do. But in Tibet, the tradition is, you know, build a throne. And before the teacher sit on the throne, he prostrate, do a prostration three times to the throne, because, you know, he visualized the lineage teachers on the throne, and then dissolve one, you know, one after another, until to the, you know, the teacher's root guru, and then, you know, teacher sit on the throne.
Ni jutongo ne zade jutongo lewa de ne so so ge sai lama de so so ma tibi mi ba chena de go ya sare sa.
So when the teacher climb the throne, and when he is on the throne, then he or she visualize his root guru also dissolve into him. And then before the teacher sit down, he or she recite the four lines of the, you know, to recall the impermanence of the phenomena, and then meditate on impermanence, and then he or she sit down on the throne. The reason is, you know, when you are sitting on a high throne, there is a tendency to generate diluted pride, or, you know, or generate the arrogance or like that. So when you meditate on impermanence, you know, it will help to overcome this these delusions.
Did you choose a pity?
So people might realize that, you know, whenever teacher climbs the throne and before sit down, he is mumbling something, and then he he did a he will do a snap like this. So you know what he or she is saying is that, you know, the lines of impermanence, and you know, everything is changed in a minute, something like that. So you know, His Holiness, we receive His Holiness teaching you know, more than other teachers. So you know, we might observe His Holiness does that all the time. So it need to know.
That is what Lord Vedaya did such a big and a cardinal to turn his tea, cool, but it just did the ditch region. Hadn't no last, won't jump patch it. Shall be the Lord Johnson Shibale soon be caught in the last door. A little bit still water.
So go through the text. It is set in the questions of Sagramati Sutra, that if you recite the mantra for overcoming demons, then demons and the deities of the demon class within a radius of 100 licks will not come. So even if they do come, they will be unable to cause difficulties. Therefore, recite the mantras, then with a radiant face, teach using examples, reasons, and scriptural citations and other accessories for ascertaining the meaning. So, you know, usually, you know, to overcome these things, generally, as we do, so recite the Heart Sutra. So Heart Sutra, reason to recite the Heart Sutra is to overcome these things. They are the, you know, hindrances to attain the Buddhahood, and as well as, you know, some try to cause difficulties in this kind of auspicious teachings. So as mentioned here, you know, therefore we recite the mantras and you know, and as well as those sutras, you know, it will overcome those hindrances from far away, and also they are unable to cause difficulties. So in this way, whenever we recite the Heart Sutra, you know, before the teaching, and any time, you know, we need to contemplate on the reason for these things, we are reciting the sutras.
Because ini jinse ma bo ko go go res ini sanje shon chi sama na ni sun be lo mo ma thang go go res so do
and also you know when the instructor or the teacher giving the teaching you know they don't teach in a gloomy face they should teach in a delightful you know really in a you know cheerful radiant face you know and using lots of examples or the analogies and through different reasonings and also you know scriptural different scriptural citations so that you know those will ascertain and the meaning of that teaching
tat jeda chyesu de kasala ni shere zo da chebe go de ni karsa song gur sa lo do asana da jeda ni chyesi de tne chi go go do
so generally when whoever is teaching teach with a very smiling face
no pege lama khashi ya chi jupa thi de ya de de lo ya ko sha et kar sa de lo yi sung ya lama yer se da ya ko ga sa de go pa ni chen na go pa so chen na ya yu si ro
so even though it mentioned here like that but in Tibet you know there being a teacher you know who is not that radiant face or smiling face some are kind of really ferocious kind of you know very not smiling at all and you know holding a stick near him you know ready to hit
kaje shishi wedi mi kaje khotela seno le kaje kharsa gota nyubo de debu gona nasa mengi chi kaje shambi chong thungi chi gor la de jupa thi de nyana ma nyana shambi yi chi khola
so some do like that because of the you know because of the dispositions of the you know disciples so either way whether teacher smile or not or holding a stick ready to beat you or hit you you know either way you know deep down one must cultivate love toward your disciples and whatever is necessary to make impact or give result to the disciple is necessary
peda tensi da long to sala sara ta ta da tang chi pya ka yin long de tang chi samba da jwa ni yi che tong de yin long xie je de tang da gan de xie sa de du ma de ma jua xiang yin sala da
so then you know the lotus sutra says you know whatever is you know is the scriptural citations from the you know what sort of thought and behavior you know one should through one should explain that teaching
tambi chup ema ka bole sa ke ke ta ta tra do me ban ne sa na so de de nyam bi ta yang de sa le lo ta cha no ba ro ba ne jwa nyam bi di shi che me sha ke be mo ga thang chi no ba pa sham bi ta ne kho la go ba sa ni se de yang chu chu ro do go sa ke pa de ne sha wa tra chi pe kho nang gu shi de je ga wa shi de la no yong de pa chu se me se dang ko dang za dang jia wa dang ge dang me jiao chu ge nang dang ne na yi su me da jiang me xiang de kho nang la ne jin yang no lo wa yin de ke pa da de dang ni dang sen jian de da sang jian zhu ba shu pi xin ji de chu yang de ba de da ge de yu yo ji ge yang de xie sun suo a de ba de jin lu ji
so we read through the text again The learned always give without jealousy, sweet sounding teachings with manifold meanings, having truly cast aside laziness as well, they are not dispirited to repeat teachings again and again. The learned give up all that is repugnant and cultivate the power of a love toward those around them. Day and night they cultivate the supreme teachings using millions of examples. The learned bring joy and delights to those listening to their teachings. They never have the slightest desire for worldly gains, not thinking of sustenance, hard or soft food or drink, of clothing or bedding or religious robes, or even of medicines to cure and illnesses. They ask nothing at all from those listening to their teachings. Rather, the learned always thinks, may I myself and all living beings achieve Buddhahood, and whatever teaching I impart in order to help the world is a completely favorable condition for my happiness.
Mm-hmm. 신대의 도구 단속이 된다는 게 좀 생각이 그거도
so like in the mentioned in the sutra like here you know one teach without concerning this life's you know things mentioned here even the medicine to cure and illnesses not concerned about those things rather solely benefit yourself and others and ultimately achieve the complete Buddhahood.
Then the Lord is not going to do it. Then the Sati Yamatuni Shagi Tonja on the Jeju Maras, you know, say I mean it.
And in some other Lamrim commentaries, said that you know, when you give the teaching. You should not mix up all the chapters like a bird build a nest, you know. It's all kind of mix up together. You cannot able to, you know, able to solve the puzzle. Not like that. Mm-hmm. So you need to go through the a systematic sequence in chapter.
No, kani no jane ni le ha jo jo xie ne ni gengo gengo ni kala sa wa ni jeju ma ni mo che ya fa sha wo.
And also one should not teach like you know like a old person eating a food. So what he can chew he can chew and swallow it, and what he cannot chew, he will spit out. He won't swallow. Not like that, you know. Whether it is a tough subject or whether it's an easy subject, do your homework. If you don't know, do your best to explain, like mentioned here. You know, through different means. You know, different reasons, different examples or analogies, and scriptural citations, and so on.
Yang tuan dah yapo, tuan dah lepas mesingi, ini urutnya ni, ini lama tu jumpa tuan dah logo, tuan dah ini cajui macam tu.
And also should not teach like a blind person guided by the walking stick. Shouldn't teach like that, you know, kind of superficial, not kind of really explaining the deeper meaning, not like that.
Ta dunu gi kyun lo ya po chue dunu ji hie thong yin ja song na chue de tenda de tenba chin do cha sa ro wa sa la.
So with you know good motivation, not concerning anything like mentioned here, solely for the benefit of yourself and others, and you know, remain teaching for a long time with that kind of motivation, and you know, you explain, you know, as you should, then you know, it will really make impact in the disciples' mind stream, and it will accomplish a lot of things to yourself and disciples. So we'll do the question answers here.
Are there specific kinds of things when we are prostrating as we come into the shrine, or other times? Are there specific mental kinds of things?
Tam mo dige lael cha tse de tsamba ene samlutaya mida wada mida yorwes mena de chwe shuwa yendu cha tse de samlutan goye de kha 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 dide yewa yore ya maare
ane sona nere jitun karsa jitun yi mipa mida wa jitu na nyanga yoje samdo ya pena nga tsuki langri shibi nyanga sala kaun cha tse sa ki yu te la langri ki tsukin de sana tangsha na ko shilo dobo de ju nyewa mido sana tende tengi do salata.
So, you know, it's a good question. And, you know, as you mentioned, in a different time, you know, there is a different, you know, reason for your prostration. Likewise, you know, when Lama giving the teaching, you know, he do the prostration to the lineage teacher of that particular teaching. So likewise, you know, if the, you know, audience also can do the same thing, prostrate to the lineage guru of masters of that instruction.
Lord Lama Ji Paro.
So here, you know, when we are doing the Lamrim, then we visualize the Lamrim lineage masters and do the prostration to them. Then, you know, what matter is, you know, it will bring the blessings of the Lamrim lineage masters blessing closer to our heart.
Then you must do the two shots you la, Shuji Joseta Jaba Yodo Yoya Parawada, Miss Ganea, shoot at the day Joashi because I am missing Gopan Yomi to change to Salad and your Tajiba came at it. My son Silo.
So, whenever you know we do prostration, object of our prostration is the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Direction. Always present there or visualize, and you know, and in that particular, you know, time, you know, especially emphasizes on that special occasions, you know, and do the prostration, then there is a special meaning or the special reason and special accomplishment there. That is what he thinks, but you know, he is not sure, but that is what he assumes. So, and also, you know, visualize the Lamrim masters and do the, you know, do the visualization of nectar cleansing. So that will help a lot. So we stop here. So we'll do the dedication, and you know, dedication is very, very important. And you know, in Lamrim 2, you know, it mentioned a great deal about the dedication. So the best dedication is whatever we have earned, the virtuous thing, you know, we will dedicate that for the benefit of all the sentient beings, including ourselves. So if we cannot think about other dedications, then at least, you know, when we recite the Lamrim a prayer or the dedication, tenering du bele sonine, at that time, you know, we need to focus on what we are reflecting on, the meaning of what we are reciting, without, you know, wandering our mind. It is a, you know, a glimpse of all the detail, reflecting on the detailed meaning of what we are reciting. It is a kind of, you know, dedication, meditation.
Yahweh Zebar Rindo Chonjur Chir Sambo chuchera zo